It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Flashback time on a Monday morning, brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, last night it was the 68th annual Grammy Awards. And as far as country music is concerned, Chris Stapleton, best country solo performance, best country duo group performance, went to Shaboozey and Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll had the big night, too, with best contemporary. This is where they do the split. Best contemporary country album went to Jelly Roll. Traditional country album, first year for that category, went to Zach Topp. And best country song went to the very cool Tyler Childers. But looking back on country music at the Grammys, it's been a rocky road over the years, certainly last decade or so. But who has the most? Well, if you combine all the categories in various forms, well, that would be Alison Krauss. 27 Grammy wins total. But she's also dabbled certainly a lot in the bluegrass categories and even in some of the pop ones, too, with Robert Plant duets and the like. But when it comes to straight-up country music, number one on the Grammy all-time wins list, Vince Gill.
Oh!
22 Grammy wins. And that leads the pack in straight-up country. Ricky Skaggs has 15, also a lot of bluegrass in there, as one might think. Taylor Swift, back when she was in that category, 14. Emmylou Harris, 13. And the Chicks at 13. So, by and large, Vince Gill has been the Grammys' favorite out there. 48 total nominations throughout his entire career. In fact, his most recent win was not long ago, back in 2021. Best Country Solo Performance for When My Amy Prays, which was not a big hit, but it definitely got the Grammys involved. He also, of course, has many songs that are classics. I Still Believe in You, Grammy winner, Go Rest High on That Mountain. And the one that started it all, his first and really started his career, 1990, When I Call Your Name.
I rushed home.